Let me take you to the story that we're going to be tackling first in this hour. And it's all to do with the academic publishing and book trade. And you may remember that we had this conversation a few months ago. Essentially, a system had been set up where students were given credits initially for books. Well, not just books, actually. You could purchase a number of things. If, for example, you were a science student, you could go to a particular bookstore that stocked your science equipment, and you could have part of your account credited, and then you would get your books or your equipment, that whatever you were looking for that course. And now the system changed, we know, towards the end of last year, where a cash allowance was given to students so that they could decide what they wanted to spend their money on. But of course, it caused quite a lot of controversy. Bookshops, particularly academic bookshops that were dealing with this problem, said students that found themselves in grave financial difficulty were deciding they were not going to spend that money on books at all. Now that they had cash in hand, they were instead going to spend it on other things. You know, perhaps there would be more pressing concerns. Perhaps you'd have a family member calling you up and saying to you, I don't have money for food. Can you please help me out? And then the cash that would normally have been spent on books would end up being given to that family member so they could make ends meet. And that is the reality of student lives in our country. So this has been an issue that's been floated for a number of months. And Dr. Randall Carolison is on the line to us now. He's, of course, the NSFAS administrator. And we spoke to him a few days ago about other issues. But he now joins us as the Higher Education Minister, Dr. Bladen Zimande, actually made a trip to the NSFAS offices to meet them and to have a discussion around the issue of textbooks today. Dr. Carolison, thank you very much for speaking to us once again today. And I must ask you, how did the minister's visit to NSFAS go today?
Well, it went very well. And just a correction, we didn't need to discuss textbooks. We met to look at the readiness of 2020 and some of the administration and the interface with some of the staff and some students. So this meeting was not about textbooks. I'm sorry if you were wrongly informed.
No, no, that's quite all right. That. It's because we were following independent newspapers, and I suspect that if we'd been able to speak to you before, we would have had a better idea of exactly what the meeting was all about. Did that issue come up at all?
No, it didn't, but the views that we shared last year still remain. I mean, like, it was not towards the end of last year that we changed from not a credit system, but it was in essence a voucher system, which were favoring some book sellers and actually gave them a monopoly. And of course, with all monopolies, we had all of these bad issues about runaway prices, large inflation that people could use their 5,000 only for few books or only one book in many cases, and also suppression of the second-hand market. So whereas I had the book, then my brother goes to university, they had to buy a new book. And in fact, also because all allowance was named, it's not a book allowance, it's a teaching aid allowance, because some universities use this allowance to buy computers or tablets for their students, which I think is a much more productive employment of that type of money, because you can download lectures, you can download books that you need. But that controversy is not my making. I think we need to have a different discussion to say how can we bring our teaching methodology into the 21st century and how can we leverage the advantage of the fourth industrial revolution. Books are very old-fashioned in many parts of the world. So that's just my view, if you want to dispense with that particular issue. But our meeting wasn't about books. We didn't discuss it at all.
Right.
We discussed other issues.
So tell me what you did discuss today, if you're able to, please.
Well, look, so we discussed the statistics, the application statistics, how the students are funded, appeals, historic debt, some of the administrative issues that we are busy with, giving the assurance that we are well geared up to make the necessary payments to institutions. And we discussed all the statistics. He has expressed his own opinion about how the meeting went. I got the sense that he was pleased, but I mean, I don't want to talk on behalf of the minister. So the things that we shared with him, which I'm quite willing to share with you, is that by our application window, when it ended on the 30th of November, we had in the region of 530,000 unique applications. We have processed all of them, and 83% of them were approved. Those that were not approved, there were outstanding documents. We managed to find documents on behalf of students where we could. And those that remain outstanding, we are working with them to get the outstanding documents in. And those that were rejected, I think it's about 29,000. We invited them to appeal. And so far, we've received 4,000 appeals, and we have processed, I think, 2,500, I was told a few minutes ago, cleared for success. You know, in many cases, people's household circumstances change because we use data that's about a year old to validate. You know, if you use SARS data, it's a year old. If you use credit bureau data, it's a year old. And so where we could and where we did find it, where people's household circumstances change, we were able to process quite rapidly. So these are for first-time entries, students. And students that are returning their appeals are heard or processed at the institutions. So those are the typical data that we shared with him. We also shared with him that we have so far paid out over 600 million rand to address the historic debt of NSFA students. And so we have processed all of the applications we receive for institutions. But we have also told institutions not to let that stand in the way of students to register, because we will be paying them, which we now did. And so things like that we didn't discuss as to how we can make it easier for universities to enroll students and make it easier for them to get into the system.
Dr. Carolison, one last question about the missing middle, because we know that they are much the focus of these protests in recent days at universities. Give me a sense of whether there's any inclination or any possibility that they could be helped from a financial point of view.
Well, look, we know that the missing middle debt, not the NSFAS debt, but the missing middle debt amounts to 9 billion rand, and it is a big amount of money. Whether the fiscus can absorb that, I'm not sure. I don't think so. And the minister is applying his mind, as far as I know, to deal with that matter in one way or the other. He's dealing with institutions to find a way to get such students not to be prohibited from participating in their education. But it's very sensitive, and you can appreciate that the minister is busy with very sensitive discussions on many fronts on this particular matter.
Well, thank you for speaking.
So I certainly wouldn't want to muddy the water in that respect, yeah.
Well, thank you for telling us what you are able to, Dr. Randall Carolison. He's the NSFAS administrator.